The singer-songwriter Mickey Guyton spent 10 years in Nashville trying to convince the country music industry that she was and is country.
And I'm like, well, I'm from the South. You know, the subdivision that I lived in Crawford, Texas, was right next to, at the time, Governor George Bush's ranch. So, I mean, it doesn't get that much countryer than that.
It hasn't been easy, still. So Guyton decided to focus her music on what she is. Mickey Guyton's debut album, Remember Her Name, is just out. We talked about the highs and lows she's experienced in the country music industry and why she's experienced them.
When I moved to Nashville, I tried to write the beer truck songs that seemed to work at country radio. And it just didn't work for me because I was definitely not your usual country singer.
Yeah, let's talk about the reason. What was going on?
Well, the reason I had to prove that I was country is because I'm Black. It's that simple. There's no way to sugarcoat it. And when I tried to fit in, I had completely lost myself as an artist. Like, I would turn in songs like what you were hearing on the radio. And it was met with instant no's. Instant.
And you're getting these messages from, I presume, executives and your contemporaries. How, Mickey, do you come to the realization that this is not what you want?
I didn't have any other choice. At a certain point, the phone stopped ringing. There were no more doors or windows opening, and I was alone. And I was frustrated, and I drank. And it wasn't until my husband, we were having a conversation, and I asked him why country music wasn't working for me, and he said, because you're running away from everything that makes you different.
Little kid in a small town, I did my best just to fit in. Broke my heart on the playground. When they said I was different.
I just started looking through my life, and I first started looking at books that had really affected me. And the first book that I remember I really affected me was Black Like Me. So I wrote that title down in my phone.
Okay, for listeners who may be unfamiliar, can you tell us what Black Like Me is about?
So Black Like Me is a book written by a white man named John Howard Griffin, who darkened his skin to look like a Black man in the 1960s, traveled to the Deep South in order to walk in the shoes of a Black person. And it stuck with me.
It's a hard life on easy street, just white paint.
It's a hard life on Easy Street. Talk about what that means.
Well, it means the American dream. The American dream is so attainable, right? You just wake up, you go to school, you go to college, you get that job, you get that promotion. It's so easy, but it's not that simple. The cards that some people were dealt is different, and we can't ignore that.
I want to ask you about some of those people. The first song on the record, the name of the record, Remember Her Name. Who is the her that you're asking us to remember in this song?
Well, when I first wrote down the title, I'd been watching all of this Breonna Taylor footage. Breonna Taylor is the young healthcare professional that was murdered inside of her home by law enforcement. And the one thing I would notice online is people would say her name. Remember her name. And I was remembering Breonna, but then it also turned into my story because as children, we have these dreams, right? And then life happens, and then you lose faith in yourself. And this song is about me remembering that bright-eyed girl that was in you. She's still there. And so that Remember Her Name is Breonna Taylor, but it's also me. And it's also all women pursuing their careers and their dreams in life.
Do you think the window of what country artists can sing about is expanding? And do you think you're helping open it a little bit?
I would hope that the window is opening. I'm not sure. I'm not on country radio, so I wouldn't even know what that means.
Is it really true that you're not on country radio? I'm sorry, my jaw just like hit the floor.
Yes. Yes, it is true.
Country radio stations do not play Mickey Guyton?
Nope. I've seen tweets from program directors actually that said that their boss didn't want to play my songs because they didn't like what I had to say politically.
So just a quick note, we looked a little deeper into this and Mickey is not wrong. Her music gets play on digital platforms like Spotify and Sirius Radio. On traditional radio stations though, we did not find much, and that's where most country artists have found their audience.
I love country music. I don't see myself singing any other genre. I just hope I can bring a different perspective of country music to expand it.
You love country music. Do you think country music loves you back?
You know, I don't know. That's a hard question. I'm not sure, to be honest.
Mickey Guyton, her debut album is Remember Her Name. Mickey, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you so much. No problem. 'Cause that's what makes you do.